This is a weekend, an edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And one of the things we like to do on Weekend Ozarks at Large, as well as the daily editions, is bring in musicians, local musicians or visiting musicians. We've had quite a few so far in 2013.
We have. Our goal has been to do at least one a week, and I think we're beating that goal.
We're even a little ahead, yes.
Yeah, right.
And since this was the weekend that the Fayetteville Farmers Market opened, and many other farmers markets are either opening this weekend or very soon.
Mm-hmm. As Becca told us.
Right. Yes. From Gravette to Eureka Springs to Bentonville.
Jasper.
All over the place. If you go to the Fayetteville Farmers Market, and I think they've been at the Bentonville Farmers Market, too, a couple times.
I saw them yesterday, this band
you?
That we're talking about.
Okay.
Yes, they had quite the crowd, actually.
I bet they did. Mm-hmm. And the band, two University of Arkansas students and two students at Fayetteville High School. And they've been together for a couple of years.
Right.
And everyone loves them. You can't help but smile when you're listening to them. And Antoinette Grajeda invited them into the studio. You heard part of it on Friday's mm-hmm. daily edition of Ozarks at Large, but they're Farmer in the Markets.
Right, Farmer in the Markets, and I believe this song is called In the Summertime.
Oh, perfect. Well, here it is. Summertime, Farmer in the Markets, recorded by Antoinette Grajeda inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. They came in on Thursday evening. We had one of their performances on the Friday Daily Show.
And if you were at the Fayetteville Farmers Market yesterday, then you may have seen them. I believe they were on the, southeast corner of the square.
Yeah.
They had quite the crowd. And here was this song this morning.
I was unable to go to a farmer's market yesterday. I was in Mount Sherman.
Which is close
slice
to Jasper.
Of paradise, yeah. Yes, in Newton County, and had a wonderful time there.
Right.
You know, just about a 36-hour break from work and just kind of got recharged.
And much needed, I'm sure, because we are
in the middle of our spring fundraiser.
Right. Right. And that's the time when we work really hard coming into you, our listeners, and asking you to help support, you know, bringing in bands like Farmer in the Market.
Right.
Because it does cost money and
Yes, it does. Right. And time. Equipment. Mm-hmm. So every program, we mentioned that every program costs money, and we think it's worth it, whether it's Morning Edition, whether it's This American Life, or Ozarks at Large.
Right.
And if you appreciate hearing your neighbors perform live, and that's something we couldn't do in the old building, and it's something before The Daily Show we really didn't have time to do. But we love talking about local artists, musicians, craftspeople. We love that, and we have so many opportunities to do it now.
Right. And you have so many different opportunities to contribute to your public radio station. What a lot of people don't realize is that we raise over close to 90% of our budget on our own. We don't have commercials. We don't have advertisements. And to do that, we have to come to you and ask for your support. And if you would like to contribute to KUAF and programs like Weekend Ozarks at Large, please call 575-5823 or 800-522-5823 or online supportkuaf.com.
It takes just a couple of minutes. Want to also mention something else that KUAF has started on Sundays that a lot of people really like, and that's every Sunday night at 7, Sunday Symphony.
With Katie Hendrickson. Right.
And most Sundays she comes in and talks to us a little bit about what, you know, is going to be on that night. Just want to remind you, she's got an all-new show tonight at 7, Sunday Symphony with Katie Hendrickson. It was her birthday yesterday.
It was. Happy birthday, Katie.
800-522-5823 or online at supportkuaf.com. We've heard from some people this morning who are becoming sustaining members, meaning they give just a little. Right now, the same amount next month and next month, and it turns into a pretty nice gift for KUAF, and we appreciate that.
And one of the great things about being a sustaining membership is it actually saves KUAF money because we're not sending
exactly.
you renewal notices,
right.
reminding you that it's time to give again. So
right, so you can do that. But you give the amount you want in the way you want as often as you want. We leave all those decisions up to you. 800-522-5823 or supportkuaf.com. Ira Glass and This American Life in 1 minute on KUAF, a special fundraising edition that Ira and his staff did. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
This is also KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Low Gap. Yep. Drove through it this morning.
I was going to say, I feel like that is on the way to or way from, to or from.
Right. Right.
Mount Sherman
yep.
to Fayetteville.
That's it. Right. So it's between Kingston and Mount Sherman.
Low gap. I wonder if there's a high gap.
Oh, I don't know. We'll find out, though, if there is. Someone will listen. That's what's great about our listeners. 1-800-522-5823. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com. Christina, thanks for coming in this morning and helping me out with this live edition of the program.
Right, of course.
You,
thanks for having me.
Yeah. And you and I and Antoinette will be back tomorrow at noon.
We will.
Brand new edition of Ozarks at Large. Mm-hmm. And all this week, we're going to have brand new editions, thanks to Jacqueline Froelich and Timothy Dennis and Katie Hendrickson and all the other contributors.
Right.
All right. So
Thank you.
800-522-5823, 575-5823, or online at supportkuaf.com. And thanks.